Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protecting Colorado's public lands may become part of a must-pass defense bill. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn opposes the move.
This will greatly reduce opportunities for multiple uses on these public lands, limit access to them, and significantly reduce the available productive acreage in working forests, rendering them more prone to catastrophic wildfires.
Meanwhile, Democrat Diana DeGette says similar provisions were part of a previous defense bill. She says Coloradans want more wilderness areas. Two Colorado lawmakers hope the U.S. will honor everyday heroes. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Democratic Representatives Ed Perlmutter and Jason Crow want July 20th to be designated National Heroes Day. Perlmutter says, during trying times, it's important to remember people who answer the call and save lives. The bill has a lot of relevance today, honoring medical, transit, grocery workers, and others during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the resolution was inspired by four men who were killed during the Aurora Theater shooting when they shielded other people. That tragic mass shooting happened 8 years ago today. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A musical protest is planned tonight for Greenwood Village. Nathaniel Rateliff and others will perform and march against that Denver suburb's decision to defy a state police accountability law. CPR's Mayor Ortega will live tweet the march at May V. Ortega. 92 in Denver, 100 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.